All right, what is up, everybody? Welcome back to another Prospect Report presented by Prospects Worldwide. My name is Drake Mann. You can follow me on Twitter at DrakeMann4. For those of you that don't know, I am doing a weekly Arizona Complex League recap. And this week I'm going to be doing from Monday 5:13 to Monday 5:20. And that is going to be the little cutoff for this week. And this week I actually got to see, I believe, three more teams that I have not seen yet. Yep. Yeah, just doing my math really quickly. Yeah. So I got to see the Giants, the D-backs, and the Rockies all this week. And that just leaves only a few more teams, which I'm trying to schedule to watch this upcoming week to officially see almost every team from Arizona Complex League this year. But of course, we're going to start off with the top five bats that impressed me the most this week. And at number one, I think you could probably guess, the teams I did get to see this week were the Guardians, the Giants, the Rangers, the Mariners, the D-backs, the White Sox, the Reds, and the Rockies. And yesterday, after the Rockies-Rangers game, I got to catch just a small glimpse of what the Royals were playing the Giants at home. So I went over there and I watched the last two innings of that game, and I got to see a little glimpse of the Royals and the Giants again. But I'm not going to really count the Royals because I only saw like probably five of their players, six of their players, and I only saw one about each. So I'm not going to really make a big judgment on that. But like I was saying, back to our top bat, number one on my list, probably already guess who it is. Mariners, Felden Celestin has looked extremely good out here. As of today, 5/21/2024, Tuesday, he has a 54 plate appearance sample size and is currently slashing 386, 500, 636 with a 1.136 OPS and a weighted on base average of 515 and a weighted run created plus of 187. And I talked about him a lot last week, so I'm not going to go on a little tirade about him. But I did observe another three-hit day for him, and this is just a small little like news break here. You guys already know how I feel about Felden Celestin, but I have a special scouting report almost done for Prospects Worldwide that I'm going to be dropping very soon, and I'm really excited to get that on the ground and going. And yeah, Felden Celestin, best player out here. I've talked about him numerous times, and I just cannot wait this scouting report to get posted onto prospectworldwide.com. Number two is a guy that I originally wasn't really going to get any footage of or really try and scout, but he has looked really nice to start this ACL season. And he's with the Guardians, and his name is Yonki Batiste. 30 plate appearance sample size. He's currently slashing 296, 367, 704 with a 1.070 OPS, a 454 weighted on base average, and a 151 weighted runs created plus. I've observed multiple triples, multiple hard hit balls. He's a very powerful swing that's meant to do significant damage. And he's a first base prospect with some effortless power. You cannot basically sit here and just forget or not see the power in his bat when you see him hit. For the people that are listening to this, like, I put up multiple hits, multiple triples onto Prospect Worldwide's Twitter, and you can just tell the swing is just there to just mash. And what I have actually kind of seen in Yonki is he looks like Josh Bell swinging the bat. He has the same bat wiggle, same bat path, a lot of stuff with him just looks like Josh Bell. And the swing and miss is going to be very apparent. He does struggle with breaking balls down, but almost everybody at this league does. But this is definitely someone to keep an eye on. Once his contact profile starts to get better, he'll definitely start making a bigger name of himself going forward. Number three on my list is a White Sox prospect, which from past experiences, it's actually crazy that we are talking about a White Sox prospect being good out here at Arizona Complex League. Total joke, White Sox fans. But yeah, the last couple of years, the White Sox Arizona Complex League team has been pretty miserable to watch. But right now, this guy is slashing in 45 plate appearances, 235, 422, 500, 922, with a 429 weighted on base average and a 135 weighted runs created plus. And we're talking about Javier Magallan. If I said that wrong, I am super sorry. I am terrible with names. But another guy that comes with a little bit of swing and miss. So while he does come with certain swing and miss, he does have some pop in his bat, as I observed a no-doubt home run to left field. That's where most of his powers come from with almost everybody. But what he's good at doing is finding the barrel and making adjustments to pitches up in the zone and just figuring out a way to get on base. And it was a no-doubt home run and then a line drive base hit to left field is what I have observed on Javier Magallan. All right, so this is just another guy that has a ton of swing and miss, but he does show some pop, and he is good at adjusting the pitches to find that barrel consistently. I saw a no-doubt home run from him, and I also saw a line base hit to left field. And it was a pitch that was up, and he adjusted, and the swing path just allowed for a line drive to left field. It looked really nice, open side as well. But White Sox fans, this is one guy to really start looking forward to. And yeah, you really don't know what you're going to get with Magallan, because he does have power. He does have a good hit tool. He's looking really good out here. And yeah, this is one guy to really keep tabs on going forward. Number four on my list is Jonathan Martinez of the Guardians. And if you guys do follow me on Twitter, I did put up a tweet about Jonathan Martinez. And I'm not going to talk about his stats right now because he's only had 14 plate appearances, so that's not enough of a sample size to really judge him yet. But you have to also realize I've said this a lot, he's 17. With the at-bats that he takes, he does not look like a 17-year-old. He looks more like a guy that's been there for multiple years, that he's taking close pitches, he's getting himself in good counts. Yes, he does overswing on some breaking balls at times, but the way that he has carried himself so far is kind of crazy. Like in the videos that I've, you know, done for Jonathan Martinez, he's seen so many pitches in his first four at bats that I like recorded. It was like, I think it was close to like 40 pitches that I saw, which was really crazy for a kid. But he would continue to just foul off tough pitches, get himself in good counts, take really close pitches. He even lined a ball to left field and looked really good out of the box going to second on the throw. He just does, from what I've seen, he does a lot of stuff right. And once again, another guy that once that contact profile starts, you know, elevating and starts getting better, him himself will start making himself look a lot better. And it's another Guardians guy, by the way. Okay, so next on the list is Braylon Morrell of the Rangers. And this is one of the most hyped up guys out here. And I'll be honest, I didn't think that he was going to be the number five guy for the Rangers, because the times before that I've seen him, he just hasn't looked like the guy that I saw in videos and what I saw from DSL footage, from all that. He's looked more like a guy that has a ton of swing and miss. There's just a little hole in his swing. But last night, something interesting happened when I was watching the Rangers and Rockies. But first, let's go over his actual like stats at the moment for you stat lovers. In 46 plate appearances, he has a 237 batting average, 348 on base percentage, 500 slugging, while he has an 848 OPS, a 379 weighted on base average, and a 108 weighted runs created plus. And this is like my third time seeing him now. And this is the part that like is kind of interesting to me. When he makes contact, his barrel gun's ripped off the bat. What I meant by that is the ball just carries off his bat, which is what I pretty much said last time when I was talking about morale. But yesterday, he got 3/4 of the way to the cycle with a single, double, and a triple. But the interesting part was the first couple times I saw him, he really wasn't swinging early in the count. Yesterday, he seemed to get a lot more aggressive on the first pitch and swinging earlier in the count. And his double and his triple were both on the first pitch. So if that's like going to be his approach going forward, he'll have to adjust when the league figures him out, obviously. But if he just gets a dead red fastball and doesn't take it, we might see that power really start to flourish for Morel. And yeah, he just looked really good. And yeah. So yeah, Braylon Morel and Guerrero and just so many of these other guys that are, you know, supposed to be, you know, power first prospects and all this. I think as the season goes on, you'll start seeing that power as they start adjusting to the league, I start adjusting to the pitching, all that good stuff. But those are the top five bats. But this time, as a little special treat for everybody, I basically wanted to do a best bat on each team that was not mentioned in the top five. So for the Guardians, this one was kind of easy. Okay, so Carlos Gutierrez, he was signed all the way back in 2021. And so far, his debut in the Arizona Complex League, he's looked really good. He's a little bit older because he is 19. But in a 21 plate appearance sample size, he's hitting 368, 429, 632 with a 1.060 OPS, a 475 weighted on base average, and a 163 weighted runs created plus. First impression of him was he had a two-hit day in his first professional home run. He had a very quick, compact swing, shows some pop despite his frame, and a very passive approach to the plate. He drew out good ABs, and he looks like a pretty good piece right now for the Guardians. And yeah, that's just pretty much all that I have on Carlos Gutierrez, because I have only seen him once, but that's what these first impressions are for. I take, you know, the video or whatever I see that day, and then that's my first impression. And then I update it as the season goes on and I get to see them more and more. Number two, actually, I'm not even going to do a list for this. I'll just say for the Giants was Juan Perez, a catcher. And he is a second-year Arizona Complex League guy. 23 plate appearances. He's hitting 250, 348, 300, 648 with a 328 weighted on base average and a 79 weighted runs created plus. So it's still early and it's only 23 plate appearances, but he's a young catching prospect for the Giants. Very small sample size, but he's been passive at the plate, but does swing his sliders off the plate regularly. But he has shown some nice barrel control with some of the base hits that I've seen from him. And this is a guy that I'm excited to see going more into the season. And yeah. For the Rangers, this one's probably pretty obvious because I did kind of foreshadow earlier about him. But Pablo Guerrero, he's an outfielder. Obviously, he's a Guerrero. Plenty of genes there. Vlad Guerrero's in the MLB. His dad, Vladimir Guerrero, played for numerous baseball teams and is a Hall of Famer. So the blood, baseball's in his blood. It's been here for a long time. And basically right now, 49 plate appearances, hitting 267, 306, 378 with a 684 OPS, a 317 weighted on base average, and a 73 weighted runs created plus. Now with him, he's barreling the ball and he's hitting the ball hard. But a majority of the time, it has been on the ground. But he has shown a good ability of hitting the ball straight back up the middle. I saw that with an open side look that I got when they faced the Mariners. And then last night against the Rockies, he had a base hit through the left side, a ball that was rocketed off the bat. And like I was saying, that's all about the approach that I'm talking about. And his swing does look really solid. Yeah, but I just basically had a note here about just how he hits the ball extremely hard, shows promising power potential, and he did hit his first bomb of Complex League, but unfortunately I couldn't see it due to work. So, yay me, I guess. But next on the list will be for the Mariners will be Carlos Jimenez, who's an outfielder, and I know some people have talked about Jimenez a little bit. Last year he looked pretty decent out here for the Arizona Complex League Mariners. And right now, in 54 plate appearances, he's hitting 333, 481, 571, 1.053 OPS, a 485 weighted on base average, and a 169 weighted runs created plus. And I really don't know why he's still out here. He's 21 years old, and he did show a promising three-run home run to right field. Last year, he showed more of a contact tool, and this year, he's showing more power. I don't know how much longer he'll be out here. I don't know why he's still out here, to be honest with you. Because, again, 21, he's absolutely torching the pitching out here. I really want to know. It's probably just because defensively he's not as good as he could be. So the Mariners are probably just trying to find a spot for him anywhere. But next is D-backs Yasiel Soler. He's a third base prospect, and he is one of the younger guys on their team. He's currently 18 years old. 49 plate appearance sample size. He's hitting 432, 490, 636 with a 1.126 OPS, 514 weighted on base average, and an 186 weighted runs created plus. My first impression of him, I saw one game, and he's very quiet in the box, not a lot of movement. And he's more of a free swinger, but when he does another guy, once he makes contact, jumps off of his bat, and he actually got an RBI single. And yeah, he had an RBI single on the game that I saw of him. But another thing was sliders away, sliders away, sliders away. He was swinging at those all day. And he also had a hard line out. So I am kind of getting hyped on Yasiel Soler. I'm hoping to see him a lot more this season, and I'm hoping to get a lot more footage for Prospects Worldwide. This is going to be really nice year for us, I think. We're starting off on a really good note. But Yasiel Soler looking really good to start this year. And honestly, I don't even know how much longer he'll be out here either with the numbers he's putting up and how good he's looked out here. For the White Sox is a guy that I've seen. This is my second time I've been able to see him. And he's like a stockier build catcher who played in the DSL last year, Steven Flores. And in 30 plate appearances, he's hitting 296, 367, 296 with a 663 OPS, a 335 weighted on base average, and an 83 weighted runs created plus. And right now, he's looking more like a contact-oriented tool player than a power player. And I love his arm. It's more accurate than strong, but his swing is short and compact, and he hits the all fields pretty decently, except, again, a lot of stuff on the ground. So I think a slight swing adjustment maybe in the future for Flores. But at this current moment, the numbers are speaking pretty well. It's just the power's got to show up, but he is still young. He looks pretty decent out here to start the year, and he's looked pretty – yeah, as a catcher, arm strength is there. For his size, he's actually pretty – he moves pretty well behind the plate. So this is another guy for the White Sox that people should start getting hyped on. Okay, last but not least, I'm going to talk about the Rockies. And this was kind of a bummer because I know the ACL Rockies are pretty stacked right now. And what I saw yesterday was the Rangers pitching completely just – they looked overmatched against the Rangers pitchers. But we're going to talk about Franklin Lopez, who's a 19-year-old catcher in their system. He looked good defensively and offensively. He made a slick sliding play from behind the plate and was responsible for the only RBI for the ACL Rockies as he laced an RBI double into the left center gap. Showed a good swing and some good pull side power. But again, with catchers, you don't really need to be a really good, offensive weapon to be a solid catcher. We've seen this with guys like Jeff Mathis and Austin Hedges, who are game changers just with their defense. Franklin Lopez's defense looked pretty good last night. His arm looked really good. Just a lot of stuff with Franklin Lopez, and I'm not going to go over his stats because he's only had 10 plate appearances out here. But, yeah, he's looked pretty good, and I'm hoping to see the Rockies again in the future. I do want to talk about a couple pitchers, and then we'll talk about something that I witnessed, the pretty amazing thing that I witnessed, and then we'll finish this week with the team of the week. Okay, so the first pitcher that I want to talk about is Dylan Wilson of the Mariners. And I got to see him his first time out, but I really couldn't get any radar on him because it was the backfields. And the backfields are really hard to get radar on because everybody, all like, you know, the important higher up, like Mariners scouts are there and they are the ones getting all the data and stuff. And on, it's such a small area to where I can actually get decent velo readings. But when I saw him against the Rangers, the stadium radar gun helped out a lot. But he went 3 innings, 1 walk, 1 strikeout, 0 earned. Fastball sat 90 to 92, touching 93. He had changeup around 87 and a curveball at 76 to 79 miles per hour. He was a consistent strike thrower in a sense where he constantly was behind in the count and he'd work his way back into a count and then get a ground ball or fly ball or a strikeout even. And he made some adjustments. And his main secondary was his changeup that showed good depth. It got a lot of swing and miss. I'm not a big fan of his curveball right now. It does show some traditional 12-6 movement. And he did put it in the ground a lot. But I like his changeup much more. It has a lot more depth. And it looked like a much better offering than his curveball. And his fastball, obviously 90, 92, touching 93. A little bit more velo in the future, but Dylan Wilson is young, so we could see a lot more, you know, velo readings as we go forward. The second pitcher that I would like to talk about is for the ACL Rockies, and he was their 19th rounder in 2023, and we're talking about Cannon Handy. Fast, another lower velo guy, but he was a lefty. And he had this little hitch in his delivery that caused some deception. But his fastball was around 88 to 91, touching 92. He had a nice little cutter that was 84 to 85 and a changeup around 81 to 83. His cutter and his changeup were the big stars of the game. And even with the lack of velo, he relies more on control and late movement. Something interesting, though, on his fastball, unless the stadium radar gun was messed up, which certainly is a possibility, his fastball got harder as the game went along. So he was sitting mainly 88, 89, and then second inning he hit 90, third inning he hit 91. And it wasn't until like the fourth inning when he started to hit 92 on the gun. So it was really interesting, but his main weapon was his cutter, where it had just enough late bite to it to limit hard contact. His final line was he had 5 innings, 2 earned, 6 Ks. And like I said, everything looked really good with him. I got some footage of him, so that will be on Prospect Worldwide's YouTube later on in the year once Arizona Complex League starts wrapping up. Or he gets promoted to low A, either one of those. So one more thing I want to talk about, actually a couple more things, is the top moment that I saw. And this really wasn't one player or two players. It was the fact that I saw a 31 strikeout game between two teams in a single game. The ACL D-backs K'd 13. The ACL White Sox K'd 18. And a lot of them were on good sliders off the plate. So it was just crazy to me because for the people that don't know about Arizona Complex League, Arizona Complex League is more of a, you know, offensive-oriented league. You're not going to see a ton of great pitchers out here. You're not going to see, you know, a lot of guys that come in and just, you know, throw 96, 97, 98 with disgusting stuff. You're not really going to see that too much. it's really rare to see that. You'll see guys like Cannon Hardy and Dylan Wilson, who are lower velo guys that are still working on their stuff. They're working on control. So to see that, like, whenever I come out to a game, unless it's in the stadium, I'm really not going to try to get footage on a pitcher at the backfield because, one, a lot of them just look terrible half the time anyway. And two, it's just, again, it wouldn't be good footage. Can't really get velo on it. But, yeah, it was kind of crazy to see a reverse Arizona Complex League game because the first game that I saw was a 14-10 game that had so many walks, so many hit-by-pitches, like two or three balks. It was crazy. And then by the end, I saw a 31-strikeout game with very little walks. It was just probably the craziest game I've ever seen in person. And White Sox fans, for my team to watch this week, I'm going to go with the ACL White Sox because they have a few really good players out here. And with we mentioned a couple, but they also have some pitching that looks pretty decent. Like I said, the White Sox caning 18 D-backs was kind of crazy to watch. But their hitters are really good. I don't know how much longer guys like George Wolko will be out here, but yeah, they have a really solid team out here at this current moment, and they're the team that I expect to see start winning more games out here because of the talent that they have. But anyway, that'll do it for my Arizona Complex League recap of 5/13 to 5/20, or May 13th to May 20th. A lot of these clips are being posted to our YouTube sooner rather than later, hopefully, especially as these guys keep getting promoted. But go follow us on Twitter at ProspectsWorldW. Go follow us on Instagram as well. We've been starting to put a lot of our game footage on Instagram. I've been hard at work going to ACL games, getting looks on players, getting all this going, and I'm super excited to be doing this every week. I love just being able to watch as many players as I can. And be on the lookout for that Felton and Celestin report. I'm almost done with it, and I'm hoping that everybody enjoys that. I'm hoping everybody enjoys this. And this has been the Prospect Report by Prospects Worldwide. I am Drake Mann. Everybody have a safe and amazing day. Peace.